we were driving down there, and all of a sudden this thing came on that sounded like nothing else that we had ever heard in our lives, and it was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me that was the great thing, was that it was so there was a whole humor in it that was kind of ridiculous, but sort of wonderful. And the fact that they could keep it going for so long, you know, just by kind of taking turns to kind of keep the rhymes going, and you could say anything. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, I like hot butter on my breakfast toast.
I know.
How do you get away with that?
Well, you get away with it because you have an amazing beat with it. You have a groove and a beat that you are also, that's also in there. That's how you get away with it, because it's this mix of what you can say and what you can feel, like the percussion, the abstraction of the music is all mixed in with the language that truly plays.
See, later, rap got involved in stories and realism, and I lost interest in it. But,
Well, if you listen, the thing that, you know,
I know there are many other things that, you know, that go on. That's not the only thing, but somehow, it made me, feel a little bit tired with the whole thing. And obviously, it wasn't my, it wasn't the music of my experience anyway. So it was never going to be a central thing for me, I think. But
I think the reason, I guess, I started to really connect up with the women, those women that were rappers, was that they were weaving experiences that I could relate to in with their, you know, world. I mean, I didn't grow up in the ghetto. I didn't have the experiences that came from the places they were from, but the relationships they were having, not only with each other but with the larger world, I could completely connect with. And it was, they were able to weave all of that in and have a blast at the same time and play with each other. And, you know, this is the thing to me that is such a lucky thing about being an artist, is that you can take your time and find these fragments of things that have been made and that you might just want to pick up on and answer to. And, you know, the person you're picking up from may not want to hear what you have to say, but somebody else might want to hear it. So to me, that was the essence of